With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Bengals Line.
Let's talk football.
On the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network.
Let's talk football.
Presented by Bud Light. Live at the Holy Grail. Brought to you by Bud Light. Famous among friends. The Holy Grail. Cincinnati's home for sports.
Touchdown! Bengals!
News Radio 700 WLW. The home of the best Bengals coverage.
And away we go. 6:06 on News Radio 700 WLW. Welcome to a Monday night edition of Bengals Line. Presented by Bud Light. We are at the Holy Grail Banks. We do it every Monday night from 6 to 9 o'clock. Good to see everybody here tonight. A couple of guests to bring your way. And Dave Lapham, there's, I don't think I have the words to dress it up. There's no sugarcoating it. It was a rough afternoon. It was cold and it was rough. It was rough and it was cold.
Yes. Those are two apt descriptions, I guess. It was one of those days where, you know, Murphy's Law kind of took effect and then took steroids, I guess, a little bit.
Can we welcome in our special guest? I want to get right to it.
Yeah, let's do it.
He was not only right on time, he was early tonight. We love early guest, and we love our first guest tonight. He is the eighth year. That makes him a Wiley veteran.
Yes.
The eighth year linebacker out of Duke, number 57. Give it up to Vincent Ray, everybody.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And I'll tell you, not just a high character football guy, a high character individual in general, a real leader of the football team. I got to ask you though, Vinny, at one point in the game I saw your front four was Chris Smith, Andrew Billings, Ryan Glasgow. Jordan Willis, and Carl Lawson. It was those four young guys. It was yourself and Jordan Evans and Kevin Minter. And then on the back end, it was William Jackson, Clayton Fedulum, Darquez, and George Iloka. So, I mean, a lot of the guys, you probably had to say, can I have your picture ID? I'm not really sure. You guys were so young because of all the injuries in that huddle that one time that I looked.
Yes, a lot of young guys were playing. We had a rough outing out there. But I think Coach Gunther says it best. Whoever's out there, it doesn't matter. And, you know, Coach Pauly really doesn't care who's out there. He firmly believes whatever 11 is out there is good enough for us to win, because if you're on that roster, if you're sitting in those meetings, you better know what to do.
Vinny, how challenging in that situation yesterday with so many different pieces in place, how challenging are the lines of communication and being clear in that communication?
That was one of the most challenging parts. You know, that's my job as the leader. I firmly believe that leaders are the biggest servers, and it was my job as the leader to serve the defense and getting everyone on the same page. And that was one thing I thought overall did a pretty good job of, just making sure everybody knew what to do. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we have to make the plays, myself right. included. We have to be where we're supposed to be. And we have to get the job done. That's what we're paid to do. And if we don't get it done, they'll find someone else to do it. And, you know, every week you have to go out there and perform. And this wasn't our week. But I know that Coach said it today. He's going to go out there and go upstairs and create the best game plan. We just got to go out there and, you know, download everything that we just had this week and upload all this new stuff right. for this coming week against Minnesota.
It's going to be because we know one thing. Mike Zimmer's not going to feel any pity. Mike Zimmer's going to – he's in a situation where now that Carson Wentz is down, I mean, they could get the number one seed in the NFC all the way to the Super Bowl, and the Super Bowl's at his home stadium. So that could be the first time in NFL history that a team could play the Super Bowl in their home field. So that would be unbelievable for the Minnesota Vikings. So they got a lot to play for, obviously, and they had a bitter loss yesterday to the Carolina Panthers, so they won't be in – a good mood all week, and Zim will be all over him, obviously. So, you know it's going to be a physical battle up there in Minnesota. it looked to me, though, like in some cases, some of the young guys would make a mistake. And I know how it is. Like a veteran, you're saying, all right, ooh, I got to try to help this young guy a little bit. Now you're trying to do like one and a half instead of one. You know, where you start trying to help because the young guy, oh, man, can I rely on the fact that he's going to get it done the way he's supposed to get it done? And then, man, that whole thing starts to snowball, doesn't it?
You are absolutely right. You know, and it all comes down to trust. And, you know, myself, I didn't do a good job trusting my guys to my right and to my left every snap. You know, we were some timers out there yesterday. You know, sometimes we did our jobs, and when everybody did it right, it looked beautiful. But on other times, you know, one person would be off. You know, one person doesn't trust that what he's coached to do will be enough, will suffice. And, you know, if even one person is off, it can gash us, and they can get 20-yard runs, big plays in a pass game or boot plays like they had. And that was the result there. You know, we didn't do a well enough job defensively. We couldn't get the ball back to our offense so they can get in the rhythm.
Right.
So it was really on us out there.
Guys, let's take our first time out. We're up and running. Benny Ray, kind enough to join us in the first hour. It's Bengals Line presented by Bud Light. We're at the Holy Grail Banks. Let's check traffic and weather together on News Radio 700 WLW. 6:12 on Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light. We're on News Radio 700 WLW and the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. We do it from the Holy Grail Banks every week. Lance McAllister, Dave Lapham, Vinny Ray is our special guest in hour number one. Dave, coming up in hour number two, who do we have?
In hour number two, we got another guy that was right in the middle of the action, Russell Bodine, the center for the Cincinnati Bengals, will come and talk about that side of the football. Vinny Ray right in the middle of the action, you know, defensively at the inside linebacker position, so We're up close and personal with our two guests this evening, Lance.
Vinny, did during the course of the week and on the heels of Monday night, did you feel yesterday coming, or was this one of those out of the blue, like, wow, where did that come from?
Well, during the week, it wasn't a normal week because having a Monday night game, yep, things were pushed back. We couldn't go out there and have full speed, as many full speed practices as usual. So that's always a little tougher.
So basically two walkthroughs and one practice, right?
Yes, yeah. We had one walkthrough, one practice, and then one what we call a ramp up, which is it gets us going
right
for the game on Sunday. And
blood flowing.
And I personally like that we do that. But having younger guys in there, I was a little nervous at first, but I felt like the guys knew what to do, but when we got out there, everybody wasn't on the same page every snap. And we can't, you know, you can't be 80%, can't be 85%, got to be 100% every single snap. This league, teams are too good. I mean, it doesn't matter who you are. Teams will come out here and come into your house, you know, and make plays against you. And, you know, the best thing we can do is learn from it. You know, we just have to learn from our loss and get better and never allow this to happen again.
The spark never occurred, you know. I mean, there was never like the play or the spark that really kind of ignited everything. And they started making plays and feeling good about themselves. You know, once they started to make some plays, that offensive line is not bad. You know, I'm watching that group and they're not horrible. And I thought their scheme was pretty good, really. And then they started repeating stuff, but with a little different window dressing. They'd run the naked boot, you know, a few different ways to try to just window dress it up. But ultimately, they were trying to get Trubisky out there, you know, at run action one way, Trubisky rolls the other, and, you know, with crossing routes and that sort of thing. And they kept going back to some things, you know. They would go back and go back with a different look, you know, just not the exact same look at the pre-snap, but doing the same type of things post-snap. Am I right on that?
Yes, you're right. You know, they came out and they made some plays early, and they would get back to those plays, but like you say, window dress, they'll have a shift, they'll have a motion.
Right.
And, you know, we just weren't getting hip to those things. And, you know, even if 10 out of 11 were in good position, maybe one guy wasn't, and then the next play will be another guy, which, you know, we're not used to playing football like that.
Right.
Here, we're all used to being on the same page. And it wasn't a matter, you know, sometimes somebody will make a good catch on you, you know. Somebody will, you know, have a good run. But we gave them yards in a lot of ways. And I do want to give them their respect for coming in here and doing a good job. They played well, but there were things that we gave them out there that is just uncharacteristic of our football team
right.
in my time here.
You hadn't given up over 30 points since New England, I think, you know, 30-some-odd games ago. You had the longest stretch in the NFL of not allowing 30 points or more that ended yesterday. I think it was like 32 or 33 straight games. It was a significant number. So this is rare. You're right. I mean, we talked to Paul Gunther a little bit today. He came down to the media room, addressed the media, and as he always is, you know, he was pretty – very forthright about everything, and he said, you know, we're going to fix it. We'll start another streak. It's not gonna be something that's gonna be lingering.
Yeah, he's never. Coach Pauly is never like you're always gonna know what he thinks, you know, and it's the truth, and it's like, you know what he thinks about you, about your play, about, you know, whether it was good or bad, and that's what you want to hear. You want somebody to be on you and to let you know when you're not doing well, and because we all need that. Even though we're professionals, we all need somebody on us, whether it's a coach, whether it's another player. We constantly you need that. You need some of that pressure, because that's what brings out the greatness in each of us. So I'm fully confident that we're going to bounce back and play great on defense this week. But you know, it's going to take some soul searching. Everybody has to look in the mirror at their own selves, you know, not point to someone else, but at our own selves.
You've been dealing with a hamstring issue. On a cold day, what's it like with a hammy getting warmed up, getting loose, staying warmed up and loose when you're going to the sidelines for a series and coming back? What's that like?
Yes, you know, it's tough. You know, you're out there, you know, we got a bike right over there on the sideline, but it's just one bike, you know.
Right.
One guy on defense is on it. Another guy on offense is on the bike. So,
right.
You know, so I'm just trying to do things to stay warm. But at this point in the NFL, everyone is dealing with something. And that's just the truth, you know. So I don't feel sorry for myself at all. And when I go out there, I'm expected to make plays. I'm expected to do my job. And my main job is to win, you know, to get our team to win. And I didn't accomplish that, but thankfully we have three more opportunities.
Geno Atkins gave it a go, but, you know, that toe, again, that was one thing that was a big issue to me, or something that was a concern. Not only the guys that weren't playing, but like Lance said, your hamstring, Darquez Denard's knee, Geno Atkins' toe, you know, all these guys that are nicked up, trying to play in that kind of cold weather. I mean, that's not an easy task. So now you're thinning the ranks. And then the thing that people forget about is the special teams factor. You know, you got the guys that normal starters or getting a lot of snaps can't go. So now, you know, who's going to play special team snaps for Darren Simmons? Some guys have to go double duty, or, you know, other guys that haven't played much have to step up. And I think really for a good part of this year, more offensive players have been on special teams than almost any team in the NFL, I think. It's incredible how many offensive players have been playing special teams, and particularly yesterday because of all the, you know, the injuries on the defensive side of the football.
Oh, yeah. We have, you know, most times when we're going against another team, they don't have more than maybe two, if that, tight ends
right.
on special teams. I think we have three, maybe four guys
who
have dressed, you know. I've been one time on a punt. Think last a couple weeks ago, we had four tight ends on the punt team, you know, so it's at the same time. And,
right.
you know, but we're getting a lot of, you know, a lot of good snaps from these guys. I mean, I can't say enough good things about guys like CJ making plays out there.
Right.
Ryan Hewitt, and even, you know, rookie Seaton.
Right,
Seaton Carter making plays out there just throughout the year. They've done a great job.
Guys, let's take a timeout. We're up and running. Vinny Ray, kind enough to join us in this first hour. We're at the Holy Grail Banks. Bengals Line presented by Bud Light on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network and News Radio 700 WLW. 624 on News Radio 700 WLW and the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. It's Bengals Line from the Holy Grail Banks, Lance McAllister, Dave Lapham, and Vinny Ray, kind enough to join us in our first hour tonight.
Absolutely, and we'll start off a little bit with Mike's Car Wash to talk about defensive pass rush stats. Michael Johnson yesterday. You're going to have clean cars because of Michael Johnson. Two sacks he had for 21 yards and losses. As a defense, seven tackles for loss, two quarterback hurries. That's the defensive pass rush stats. Recapping hurries, knockdowns, sacks, and all that. But remember, since the Bengals have recorded those two sacks yesterday, courtesy of Michael Johnson, you saved $6 on Mike's Ultimate Wash today, only at Mike's Car Wash. Hopefully you've had your car wash today. It's the official car wash of the Cincinnati Bengals. Mike's also donates $1 of your purchase to the Marvin Lewis Community Fund. So far, $27,939 raised for the Marvin Lewis Community Fund. It's going to a great cause, and they will spend it wisely. And so it's a good deal. It's a win-win. You get a clean car. You make a charitable contribution. The Marvin Lewis Community Fund has its tentacles out there in the community doing great things. It's a good deal all the way around.
Can't beat that. Vinny, there's no question you are a respected leader on this team and have been in your time here. Different guys lead in different ways. What is your way of leading? How are you most comfortable doing it?
I like to be on an individual level, one-on-one level. You know, I like to speak to guys one-on-one just to get to know them, to get to know what makes them tick. You know, I've learned since I've been in this league that guys are different, and you to motivate guys, even to get to somebody, it may be different for each person. Someone you may have to be hard on, you know, and they really respond to. Some people, you just need to go and say something, just say one sentence, and they got it right away. It's that's kind of been my leadership, my leadership way.
Michael Johnson is nominated for the Walter Payton, you know, award, a big honor, and you know, guys like that in the locker room, in the community. You're also a big factor in the locker room and in the community, so you're a great example of it's not how you got here. You come here as a college free agent, but it's what you do once you get here. You show that you belong. You go to the practice squad, pay your dues, special teams, leader of special teams, captain. Now you're playing. Now, okay, let's expand these roles. Expand these roles. This guy's special. This guy can get things done. The platform that you have now, when you go out in the community and you talk to young kids, they must hang on your every word.
You know, I do get the attention of the young people.
I bet.
I like to go into the schools mainly in the off season, and my main rallying cry for the last couple of years has been just listening to authority, just telling them their benefits of listening to their parents, their teachers, their coaches, and I tell them that, you know, what they do in school is very similar to what I do. In my job, you know, our work week starts on Wednesday morning. Early in the morning, we hear from Coach Lewis what we have to do to win, you know. But then we end up meeting with our coordinators and then specifically our position coaches. They tell us what we have to do, and it's our job to implement that on the field Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday, 1 p.m., you know, everybody sees the ball kicked off and everybody running around, but that's really like our test day.
Right.
You know, that's really our day where
right.
we get to take what we've learned.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All week, and it's on us to do what we've practiced, you know, and if we don't, you know, the more we don't, the more of a chance that they'll, you know, find someone else who can do it, you
right.
know, and the more you do it right, the more you do it how they teach it, generally it goes well with you because a lot of our coaches have been coaching all a very long time.
I think part of that connection you have with the community, you call it the program is the Respect Academy, correct?
Yes,
yeah.
Respect Academy.
Yeah.
Actually, shout out to Taft High School. At Taft, I had a chance this off season in May. my wife and I, and my daughter came also. We taught, you know, Respect Academy, so honor and authority.
Yep.
And every week we came in twice a week for 3 weeks, and we spoke about honoring your parents, the benefit in that, the benefit in listening to your teachers, you know, even though teachers aren't always going to be right. Talk about coaches. Coaches aren't, they're not always going to be right, you know.
Right.
But generally, the alpha, you're good. And the more you listen, the more will go well with you in the end, you know, go well with you in class, you know. And as life goes on, it will, you know. And that's one of my favorite things that I did this offseason.
Guys, let's take a quick timeout. Okay. Dave, come back, pick it up after that. How about Vinny Ray, everybody?
Yeah.
Hanging out with us in this first hour at the Holy Grail Banks Bengals Line, presented by Bud Light on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network and the home of the best Bengals coverage, News Radio 700 WLW. 6:35 on News Radio 700 WLW and the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. We're at the Holy Grail Banks. It's Bengals Line presented by Bud Light. Russell Bodine will join us in hour number two tonight. Vincent Ray, our special guest in our first hour tonight. By the way, we thank Nita, Sweets from the Heart, for providing our desserts again.
Unbelievable.
Tonight.
Tremendous.
Cheesecake, brownies, cookies. We had a little Q&A, cookie Q&A during the break with Vinny Ray.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
Nobody does it better, I can tell you that.
There you go. Absolutely. We are very appreciative.
Yes.
Vinny, go ahead.
I was going to mention that, you know, we were talking about what you're doing in the community, but I think, you know, very few guys are able to get to the Pro Bowl as players, and that's understood. But you are a Pro Bowl teammate, husband, father, you know, friend to people. Your parents have to be extremely proud of what the young man you've turned out to be. And you've got a daughter and?
Another daughter on the way.
Another daughter on the way.
Yeah,
how about that?
Yeah.
So, two girls. So when you go home after a game, your wife, your daughter, they don't care if you won or lost. They love their husband and their dad, right?
Yeah, they do.
Life's good, isn't it?
It is. You know, I tell you what, I come in from, Wednesday or Thursday. Those are real long days. And, you know, I leave before the sun comes up. I'm getting home. The sun's down. And walk in the door and I look, and my daughter's on the couch all the way at the end, and she gets off the couch and runs up to me, gives me a hug. You know, my wife gives me a hug, too. You know, that's one of the best.
No matter what happens, it's all good, right? During the day, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you know, that's most important. Family, you know, is great. And my wife really supports me. She really, like, gives me advice, too, with football. She tells me how it is sometimes.
Does she know
she tells
some
me, yeah. Does she'll
she?
Tell
wow.
me what I need to do better.
Man.
You know,
man.
I really value her opinion. You know, so shout out to her, Noel Ray, and yeah, I'm thankful for them.
Your daughter is Talia, correct?
Yes, Talia.
How old is she?
She is 1.5. She's like 20 months, I think.
Wow, yeah.
20 months. So she'll be in the spring. Mm-hmm. And when's the due date on number two?
So number two. Her name is Anaya.
Anaya.
That will be her name.
Right.
Her
soon
due
to
date,
be Anaya.
Yeah, soon to be. Her due date is February 9th.
Wow.
But with Talia, she came about 8 days early, so we don't know, you know.
Right,
so,
right.
I don't know. I'm just excited. It's just an exciting time.
Two girls. Oh, man. You're three women in your house, Vinny.
Yeah.
Man. Can you handle that? You're good with that?
I can handle it. You know, the first thing, I've been learning how to do hair. You know,
right.
So my fingers, they're a little bigger.
Right.
You know, I got a couple jam fingers too. So, I've been watching my wife.
You got big hands, man.
Yeah, I know. I've been watching my wife though, so she's see how she does it. So I've been learning little by little.
My wife used to do the French braids. You know, my daughter. But when my wife left, to travel or whatever, my daughter would go, "Dad, can you do the French braids?" No, you get one big ponytail in the back of your head. That's it. And you go to school. French braids, what are you kidding me? You're lucky your hair is clean, girl. Man. Unbelievable. You got a big old ponytail.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Vinny, you are, I mentioned off the top, this is your eighth season. 8 years, you've played in 109 games. You were undrafted, and 8 years later, you are still having an impact in the NFL. I see you shaking your head. Is it sometimes hard to believe it's been 8 years?
Yeah, I thank God that I can still be out here on the field. I'm thankful for everyone that's helped me along the way. from high school coaches, college coaches, my parents. There's been so many people that have encouraged me, that have helped me mentally, physically, you know, emotionally, spiritually. And I thank them all. You know, one guy specifically I'll name, when I first got here, I had a chance to spend a lot of time with him. He still lives here. His name is Dahani Jones. He was in his 11th year here. It was my rookie year. And he really showed me the ropes in a lot of ways. And
sharp guy, man.
Yeah, he told me some things, but I really just learned by the way he lived. Just how to be a professional, and a lot of things I had known already, but I learned a lot of, you know, small things, just always preparing as if you're going to play. Just little things to, you know, bring value so you could be an asset, not a liability.
I hear young players all the time in the locker room, you know, Vinny Ray, man, I don't just go to him to talk football. I go to Vinny Ray to talk about life. You know, Vinny Ray gives me advice. He gives me, you know, advice, life advice, you know, and that's got to make you feel good, you know, that you're having an impact. Because, I mean, these kids come in, and, you know, they are 22 years old, whereas, you know, you've matured, you know, beyond that. In your experiences, they value, because they value the way they see you. Like you saw Dahani Jones, they see you that exact same way, and now you're paying it forward, and that's got to feel good.
Yes, it does. I try to help them. You know, one of the biggest things for a lot of the rookies every year is how much time they actually have. First, how much time they have. You know, there's no school. But secondly, just the length of the season. You know, 16. A lot of people say 16 games, but especially if you're a rookie, it's pretty much 20 games. You're playing in those four preseason games.
Yep.
Those are big time games for you.
Yep.
And that's a long way away from 12 game season in college. And then you have a month break before your bowl game. You know, here we just kind of go straight through. You get one bye, but you're going straight through. And, you know, I can tell by around November, mid-November, I can see it, you know, in their eyes. I can always tell. So
the wall's coming, right? They're going to hit that wall.
Yeah. So I just try to encourage them to just persevere, to just keep fighting, you know, just persevere. And then the offseason will be here. And offseasons are nice in the NFL.
There you go.
It seems every week we talk with a Bengal player up here, and Ignition comes up, and I see the Ignition shirt tonight. Right. How important has that establishment, Cliff Marshall, how important has that been to your career?
Yes, it's been very important. I actually trained here back before I was even – I even came here as a free agent to the Bengals. This was a place that my agent felt that I should go to. So I ended up flying out here and training here, and they did a great job, you know, training with Cliff Marshall. Right now it's Coach Ben Creamer is the main coach who trains, and it's been awesome. It's been a place that locally I could go to 20 minutes from my house and train with some of the best athletes in the NFL now. You know, I've been training with guys, Luke Kuechly, I've trained with him a lot. You know, years. So you get to form a bond with these guys who you aren't on the same team with them, but they're from the Cincinnati area, which has a lot of players in the NFL. And you just kind of get to know these guys. You see them on the field. You root for them, unless they're playing you.
Right.
You know, so.
It's a fraternity, though, right? I mean, everybody's – it's a brotherhood. There's no doubt.
It is. Everybody, at the end of the day, I would say 95% of the guys, they only wish well for everyone
else.
Absolutely. You know, you only want what – you want everybody to do well. You hate when you see somebody injured,
right?
You know, and even some guys you may not even know personally, but you know them because you see them on tape enough, and they know you.
Sure. Mike Zimmer going to be playing against his Minnesota Vikings, who, you know, are now 10-3. They had that tough loss down in Carolina, but they're, you know, they're trying to get that number one seed in the NFC. But he's had an influence on you, obviously, and I know for a fact that he thinks extremely highly of Vinny Ray. What's your relationship? What was it like with Mike Zimmer? And what can you impart, you know, about Mike Zimmer to us that we might not know?
So Coach Zim, he rarely, you know, one-on-one, I rarely spoke with him, very rarely. But the thing I appreciated most about him was that he treated everyone the same, completely the same. he was hard on every person. And we appreciated it because we knew it was because he wanted the best out of us, and he knew that he would get the best out of us. And that's one thing I learned, is that no matter, you know, no matter how high of a draft pick you were, or if you were a free agent, it didn't matter. If you played hard, if you loved football, and if you took it serious, like studying and all those things, he was going to give you a chance, and he was going to coach you up like you were, you know, like you want to be coached.
He's the kind of coach, you know, he's got some old school in him, obviously, but players, when they're done playing for him, every player loves him. I've never heard a player say, man, that was a bad experience with Mike Zimmer, because ultimately he makes you better, like you say, and it's a profession. When you're better, you make more money, your family does better. I mean, everybody, it's a big positive ripple effect. So if a guy's getting more out of you than you thought you could give, why not respect that dude, right?
Mm-hmm. And you're right. You know, the better you're playing on the field, no matter what it takes, as long as you're playing well, there's more of a chance for your team to win.
Sure.
And, you know, in this league, winning is everything. So it'll be nice to go up there and go see him, but it'll be real nice to go up there and get a win.
There you go. Go beat him. Yeah, no doubt.
Hey, we enjoyed your time with our time with you this hour. I know you've got some family stuff you're dealing with, and we certainly want to let you get out to do that. Our thoughts and prayers are with the family, and best of luck to you.
Appreciate it. I thank you guys for having me here. You know, I love coming here. Who day?
You're the man, Vinny.
Vinny Ray, everybody. Take a time out and continue. Much more to get to. Bengals Line presented by Bud Light. We're at the Holy Grail Banks on News Radio 700 WLW. 6:49 on News Radio 700 WLW. It's Bengals Line presented by Bud Light. We're at the Holy Grail Banks. First Star Logistics, Bengals Radio Network. We do it Mondays from 6 to 9. Russell Bodine will join us in hour number 2 tonight. Dave, and we never want to forget cards.
Yes, and we're going to a couple of programming notes here, Lance. Anheuser-Busch, Bengals game plan time. Bengals fans, join us at the Varsity Sports Bar and Grill. We're on the road once a month on Wednesdays. We hit the road. And Bengals game plan this Wednesday, December 13th, is at the Varsity Sports Bar and Grill on ESPN 1530, presented by Bud Light on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network. Brian Hill, rookie running back, will be our guest. We're on from 6 to 8, and Brian will be joining us from 7 to 8. And then Buffalo Wings and Rings this Friday. Make sure to join myself and Jim Breach for Bengals Pep Rally, presented by Miller Lite, live at Select Buffalo Wings and Rings from 3 to 6. This week, we're at the Beachmont location, 509 Ohio Pike, I believe is the address, and our special guest will be the president of the Players Association, Eric Winston.
I say this not because he was our special guest in the first hour, but Vinny Ray has always been one of my favorites. The guy is straight up. He's accountable. He's dependable. He's a pro. And his voice carries a lot of weight with the guys in that locker room. And it was a shame to see yesterday unfold the way it did. And clearly, Vinny's, we talked about the hamstring he's been dealing with. And I appreciate the fact that you heard him take responsibility for not having my guys ready and not doing enough communication-wise. And that's why I'm one of the many reasons why I'm such a big fan of Vinny Ray.
Yeah, he's a stand-up guy and, you know, a pillar of strength, you know, for the football team in a lot of areas. There's no doubt about it. And to give you an idea of the kind of guy that he is, you know, he committed to do the show a while back, and there was a death in his family. His wife's grandmother passed away, so his wife has been out of town attending to that. She's flying back tonight, so he goes, you know, I'm going to have to leave a little early. So I was like, well, Vinny, do you need to, you know, not do the hour? He goes, no, but I do have to leave at like 6:45 to get to the airport to get my wife. I'm like, absolutely. So here's a guy that you talk about, reliable, dependable, a man of his word, true to his commitments. Unbelievable. The guy is just, he's special. There's no question about it. There's none of Vinny Ray's in the world. There's no doubt.
And I pointed out the numbers to Vinny. We know how short the shelf life is for your average NFL player. Here's Vinny, who was undrafted and now is in year number 8, having played in 109 games, I think 45 starts. And to have the impact he's had as a guy who the scouts looked at and teams looked at and passed on through the draft, I think it speaks volumes of what he's been able to do over the course of 8 seasons.
And he did it the hard way.
Yep.
You know, he had to fight and scuffle to make the team and he made the practice squad. He didn't initially make the 53-man roster. So, you know, he's on the practice squad. Just keep working, grinding. I'm going to show him that I'm capable. And Darren Simmons says, you know what? I think he can play special teams for me. And he does a great job for Darren Simmons and works his way up to a captainship and on the special teams. And so now, you know, both Mike Zimmer and Paul Gunther, he can play some defense. He can take some defensive snaps for us. So he just keeps expanding his role in a very positive way, and that's all you can ask for. You know, if you do it right, coaches are gonna notice you. They're gonna respond yep. to what you're doing right. And Vinny Ray is a great example of it. There's no question.
And Dave, I'll never forget the part of the appreciation I have for Vinny. He's told the story in previous years when he's been on, but he would take a bus to school an hour yep. every morning, yep. an hour back, of course, in the afternoon. He'd get up at what 4:30 in the morning to get ready, just to get on the bus to bus for an hour to get to school. And that commitment was back in his high school days.
Yeah, and 9/11. What his dad yep. went through in 9/11. You know, he was subway. You know, I mean, he was yep. one of the drivers. The subway, and you know, that was touch and go with respect to his dad and what was going on. And yeah, Vinny, there's nothing has been handed to him on a silver platter. You know, it's like everything he's accomplished in his life, he has earned it. And yeah, he's just a great example on a lot of levels. Lance, we've got some very special guests here, a couple of yes. fans from England and also from Tokyo. And it's like,
how about that?
What's that? Yeah, I know, eating here at the Holy Grail. But London, Tokyo, meeting Cincinnati, right?
How about that?
Whose 40th birthday? Jim, you don't look a day over 39, my man. I'll tell you what. Happy birthday. Is that your birthday dinner?
That is outstanding.
Is your birthday today or yesterday?
It was a month ago.
But you come to Cincinnati, though, because you guys are Bengals fans, to celebrate the 40th birthday. That's pretty
strong.
That is
very
cool. That's pretty good stuff.
That is very cool.
How about
cool.
that? Come to Cincinnati, yes.
Excellent, excellent. All right, good, let's good. Do this. Take a timeout, get a check on news. Russell Bodine will join
He's
us.
He's in the house.
In hour number two, he is in the house. We will keep it rolling from the Holy Grail Banks Bengals line, presented by Bud Light on the First Star Logistics Bengals Radio Network and News Radio 700 WLW.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to – has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.